Refreshing, no?
It's 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Welcome to the full hour of Discorder Radio. I'm Wade, along with CJ.
Hello.
Lots and lots to cover in the next hour. We're starting off right now with Young Galaxy. What we want on the brand new one-hour-long version of Discorder Radio. Discord Radio 101.9 CITR FM. That was Young Galaxy with What We Want. Oh, we got some Young Galaxy, some nice background tunes.
I like it.
Actually, it's not bad because CJ, we were talking about now that we're officially an hour. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much.
We're now officially an hour of Discord Radio. So, you know, we can experiment with some things, including background music like this.
I like it. Their album, Ultramarine, is a very sort of versatile, going all over the place from rock to down tempo to electro house. And it's like really versatile. I like it. You guys out there, check out Young Galaxy, Ultramarine. It's good stuff.
Yep. It's their fourth LP. Their first that was actually mixed outside of the confines of this great white north that we live in. This one was actually produced over in Gothenburg, Sweden. along with electronic producer Dan Lisvik. Young Galaxy from Montreal, and sounded pretty good. And we are experimenting with some new theme music, so I think we can throw this one into the hat as potentials for the Discorder radio theme song, which hopefully we'll have figured out at some point in time. We'll take the next few weeks to get comfortable with one.
Yeah.
But proud to have that one to start off, to launch the September issue and the full hour here on Discorder Radio. Yes, the September issue just was released with the new month, obviously. That was a couple days ago. It looks great. Weed is on the cover. Local act featuring our own Hugo, who's the sponsorship coordinator? Sorry.
Volunteer
coordinator, yes.
Who all you lovely volunteers or people who will be dropping into CITR will be talking to on your way out.
Yes.
You do the tour. You come in. You do a tour every 12 o'clock, every day, 12 o'clock right here at the station. And Hugo will be chatting with you on the way out. Because there's tons of stuff to do here at CITR for those of you who don't know, and for students tuning in, and for members of the community as well.
So Hugo's role is obviously very important. He's kind of like, I guess, the middleman between the station and you, the new coming faces at UBC, to seeing what's happening at CITR. And I actually bumped into him mid-tour today. He happened to walk in while I was preparing for this show. Got a chance to meet some of his young recruits.
Right, and the reason we're talking about him is because his band is called Weed, and great stuff. You should guys check out the article by Fraser Dobbs, a longtime contributor to Discorder magazine as well.
Yes, that can be found on page 15, and congrats to J.C. Gibb, our brand new editor-in-chief, although Laurel Borelman did help him with this one. This was a double effort from Laurel, our outgoing editor-in-chief, and JC, the new guy. But the editor notes all JC.
An article as well.
Yeah, he's just doing it all. He's really shooting for the stars in his first attempt.
He has an interview with Bank Robber, the band, and good stuff there too.
Yep, so a nice looking cover as always. Thanks to Jazz for jazzing up the cover. It's a bit of a trippy kind of green, and some new lettering on Discorder, but lots of new things happening. I mean, this is kind of like the first day of the year. It's the unofficial New Year's Day. It's the Tuesday after Labor Day, and it's kind of like whatever you're doing today, whether it be school or work, you're kind of like starting. The summer is the summer official season is still goes till September, but the summer schedule, I suppose you could say, has changed. And now we're into technically school year time. So big day today, and we're proud to be part of that with the Discorder.
Absolutely. And today is Imagine Day at UBC, where all the first years are roaming around with their Imagine Day groups.
And we imagine that they're having a great time right now because of all the chaos and kerfuffle that's happening out in the main mall. And I guess a quick shout out to all our friends at the CITR booth, which I believe is set up right in front of Kerner's Library.
Kerner Library.
So what's up to our big, all our friends there? If you guys are listening, maybe...
That's right.
If it's on right now and you're listening, maybe we'll just get everybody around on the count of five to give us a nice big loud scream. Okay, so if you're at the booth, get your voices ready for it. We want to hear your loudest, craziest, most obnoxious scream in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I think I heard something.
It's a bit
faint, but I think I heard something.
Our peeps have energy. Nice. I can give you that.
Nice. It was good that we got to give them at least a 5-second count. Speaking of the number five, we've decided as a new feature for the new show here, the new hour-long format, that on the first Tuesday of each month, we are going to play for you, listeners of CITR, the top five of the past month. So every month in Discorder magazine, if you look on the back page 39, we've got our top 50, the top 50 discs as compiled by our own Sarah Cordingley here. And we've talked about it before in the past, but you know, this is happening, this is number one this week, or this is what's hot in the charts. But every Tuesday now, on the first Tuesday of each month, we're going to play for you the top five of the past month. So why don't we kick that off right about now? It's a good chance for us to not only hear some of the contemporary hits on the chart, but also get a chance to learn about some of the new faces and artists creating a buzz on the charts. And what one thing I'm really glad about this top five list we have this week, or this month, I suppose, is that all five are not only Canadian, but all five are from Vancouver. So I started off right now with number five. These guys are from the Jag Jaguar label. The album is Fantasy. The band is called Lightning Dust. And this track is Loaded Gun. Number five on Discord Radio.
CITR 101.9.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Loaded Gun by Lightning Dust. Number five on the monthly countdown, which we're going to be doing now on the first Tuesday of each month. And there you go. That was number five. We're not going to necessarily play them back to back to back to back to back. Was that five? Yeah, we're gonna.
This is like counting shout out again.
Nice. Well, you know what? Now that we have some extra time on the show, maybe we can even throw a little shout out in there as well. Actually, that's another nice little segue. You mentioned shout out. I heard a bit of them on the weekend when I was at Sunfest.
They were at Sunfest.
Well, they weren't actually playing at Sunfest, but in between
somebody
acts,
DJed them.
Right, actually, right before Johnny DeCourcy came on, they were playing some. Some shout out.
Nice. And speaking of Sunfest, you were there. Tell me all about it, buddy.
It was, you know what? I was pleasantly surprised. Porter came in last week and he talked a bit about what was happening, and it sounded like it was a real DIY festival. And I'd never really been to the Polish Community Center, so I have to admit, my expectations were kind of low. And they even lower when I showed up, and CJ, you weren't even there yet. I thought you were going to be there already. So I was like, oh, no CJ. I guess I got to hang out by myself for a while, but it's fine. I met lots of people, made some new friends, bumped into a lot of old people that I knew, and pleasantly surprised by everything.
This was at the Polish Community Center.
The Polish Community Center, corner of King, Ed, and Fraser. Kind of looks like a nondescript building. And you walk in, and the first stage you see is it's kind of like, it looks almost like a high school gym. And the band that was playing at that time, we'll bring up the old schedule here just so I can find out exactly. We'll go through the day.
What time did you get there?
I got there about 2-something.
So you must have seen Skinny Kids or Hooves or
No, actually, you know who it was? I think it was Bertha Cool. Yeah, that's who it was. It was Bertha Cool. And it seemed cool, but there was only about sort of 10 people watching. So I was like, I'll take a little walk around. Then I went downstairs, and the downstairs stage was really cool. It kind of felt a bit like a punk club from the 70s. Well, maybe like a disco club from the 70s that would have punk bands. I think I'm just saying punk because we saw bands like Phoenix Thunderbird and Dead Soft and War Baby throughout the day. But so it had it low ceilings, but a slightly raised bar area, slightly raised dance floor area. And it made the bands playing there feel like a nice, real intimate vibe. So that was, out of the indoor rooms, that was the best one. And then you walked outside and suddenly you're in the parking lot on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. That's where you wanted to be. And as soon as I got there, actually, I bumped into the ladies from Hooves. They told me they had a successful set, and then I met some of the fine folks from CJSF, our brothers on the other end of the university radio spectrum,
right?
And then proceeded to basically hang out outdoors because I'm a bit of an outdoor guy kind of guy, but really enjoyed what we had on the outdoor stage. And we had Brain Drain was the first band that I saw. Nice, some good high energy there, and the crowd was gathered. And then Johnny DeCourcy was that was probably the highlight of the afternoon, as Porter predicted. I would say there was probably a good 250 in attendance for Johnny's set. He was just a really passionate performer, a really interesting looking guy too. He's tall and gangly. He was wearing like short shorts, so his legs looked like they're about 8 feet long each. Had this bleach blonde hair and was just so passionate. Just like every single lyric, the guy looked like he was having like a euphoric moment in his life or a heartbreaking moment in his life, depending on the nature of the lyric. So really impressed with him. And then White Poppy was the band to follow on the main stage. A bit of a mellow show. The crowd wasn't quite as big for them, but still a good vibe. Overall, who I was most impressed with throughout the day, I would say, was a band I'd never even heard before, but Dead Soft. And I was talking to some of the guys in War Baby and Phoenix Thunderbird and a few others, and they were saying, this is the band you want to keep your eye on. And they did not disappoint. A lot of high energy, three-piece band. The crowd was super into it. There was even some moshing going. I hadn't seen moshing in years. So really impressed with them.
This was outside.
This was actually back in the Cryptic stage.
Okay.
And the downstairs. And I think, again, the bands, I felt bad for War Baby, even though they had a great turnout. People weren't dancing nearly as much to War Baby's set as they would have been for Phoenix Thunderbird and Densoft and Woolworm, for example, or Crystal Swell is another band that really threw down some high energy. I think it just happened to do with the case of the venue. But all in all, a great day at Sunfest. I'm going to hear a little interview we did with Jordan Ardenaz, our former live editor, RLA editor. Under review editor. Sorry, Steve Louie. I didn't mean to take away your
jump on his jurisdiction.
Jump on your role there, yeah. also had a great chance to chat with Colleen Renison of No Sinner. They weren't playing, but she was there in attendance, hanging out in her van and drinking beers all afternoon. And I got to go back and drink some beers with them in their little camper van. But probably the most profound interview we had throughout the day would have been from Jordan Ardenaz of Phoenix Thunderbirds. So without further ado, let's hear Jordan Ardenaz and Phoenix Thunderbirds' take on the first inaugural Sunfest 2013 this past Saturday at the Polish Community Center.
I'm pumped.
Discord Radio, live on the scene, here with Jordan Ardenaz of Phoenix Thunderbird, formerly of Discorder Magazine. Tell me, what are your thoughts on this event today, Sunfest Vancouver 2013?
Yeah, well, it's the first time they've done this, and it's been great. It's been a lot of familiar faces and bands, and I think a really great representation of sort of like the East Van punk you know, garage rock kind of scene. Lots of really, really good bands. I don't think there's a band on the bill tonight that I don't think is, like, fantastic and, like, representative, you know, in a way. So, yeah, it's been great. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. I'm glad we played and had a good time.
Has there been any standout acts that you've been impressed with today and or ones that you're quite excited to see? Because we still have a couple hours left in the event.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just saw Dead Soft, and they're fantastic. I've seen them a couple times. I played with them one time, and they blew me away tonight. They're fantastic. Johnny DeCourcy, I missed a set because we were setting up, but he's always just... you know, delightful. And
well, I'll let you know that he put on a great show. I'm but sure. If you've seen him before, you haven't missed out. Although it was nice seeing him outdoors, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Dead Soft, I was impressed. Yeah. I hadn't really seen them before, but I was amazed how the crowd went from being a dozen or two at the beginning, it quadrupled in size by the end of the show.
It's they're doing that kind of '90s thing, right? I think, you know, they got a good blend of. I hear some Dinosaur Jr. I hear some like. Some Weezer and stuff like that, you know. But they're great, and yeah, I saw Hollow Moon. They're always fantastic. And War Baby's on tonight. They're really close and dear friends, and I'm looking forward to throwing maybe a few beers at them just to see if I can mess with them or something like that.
Nice.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. That might not happen. I don't know.
Nice. Well, you set it up nicely with your little jousting you had going earlier during your set.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you just gotta. Put them in their place.
Nice.
No, that's a joke. I'm totally kidding.
Well, we'll see what happens come 10 o'clock tonight when they're turned on stage. We'll see how they throw it down.
I definitely like was butt jousting them, though, for sure.
Yeah,
that's gonna sound weird.
Well, apparently you guys are known for your high kicks, so it's good to see you kind of diversify high kicks,
yeah,
butt jousting.
I'm a little stiff.
Phoenix Thunderbird does it all.
Yeah, I guess so. But
so just bring it, like in the greater conversation about like the Vancouver indie music scene, if you could try to like speak for an outsider and how does this event and what does this event sort of say about here we are Labor Day 2013, 30 Vancouver bands, great turnout, and just sort of talk about how this plays into the whole Vancouver indie music scene.
Oh, like I said, I think it's really representative. I think it's. It's nice that, well, first off, it's just the fact that a couple guys got together and were like, hey, we should do this thing. That's the most East Van, like, Vancouver scene thing I've, like, at all, like, which is amazing. And then secondly, that people will all come out in droves and support it and be enthusiastic and, like, all these bands would come out and be, like, stoked to do it. That's also, like, a super indicative thing. So just, like, the culture of the day and what's happening here is just, that's perfect. That's exactly, this is, like, the Vancouver scene that I know, you know, and I'm really glad to see it alive and well and happening. So I think that's probably all I could really say about it. I mean, whether or not it survives and it continues, I hope it does, because it's been great. I think it's just, like, it's a great sort of natural thing that sort of came out of, you know, what everyone else is doing. It just makes sense. It's great.
Are we being maybe too self-indulgent or too biased? But part of me feels that there's like an energy right now. And I mentioned to you before this interview, but I was in Toronto and on the radio, I was hearing a lot of Vancouver bands on the radio. Slap me if I'm wrong, is there something going on here?
I completely agree, and I talk with a lot of my friends about it and talk to my bandmates about that. It just really feels like there's something happening now, and there's a lot of great bands and a lot of people responding to them, and I feel lucky to be around it right now and involved in it, and I have no idea what's going on, but it's great. I mean, just in the last few years there's been so many great bands that have come out of Vancouver and maybe even broken through a bit, you know, like your Japan Droids, your White Lung and whatnot. But, I mean, those are, like, the really strong, obvious cases. But, I mean, there's so many good bands right now, and there's so much good stuff, and there's so much response from the community and just sort of support. It blows my mind. You know, it's incredible. I don't think I could have been involved in this way, and a lot of these guys couldn't have been involved in this way in any other city, in any other sort of, like, music community, you know?
And why is that?
It's incredibly inclusive, and people are just open. And, I mean, that's how I got involved in it years ago, was throwing myself out there, had no idea what I'm doing, terrified, for sure, and then having people respond and be encouraging and then, like, helping you move along to get to where you're going to get eventually. And that, for me, is just, that's incredible. Like, you know, I can't imagine anywhere else that you have that. So
seems to be the total antithesis of No Fun City, the tag that we had here not so long ago.
We're all having lots of fun. Don't worry. I hope everyone else has fun.
All Fun City. Maybe.
We're having fun. That's for sure. Come on, have fun with us. We're not that scary.
Nice. Speaking of have fun, can you tell us about what's on the agenda for Phoenix Thunderbird in the near future?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is our last planned show for a little bit, I think. We're just locking down, writing some new stuff. Hopefully, we're going to put out an EP or an LP next year, next spring. So, yeah, that's about it. We're just, you know, getting right down to it, writing some riffs.
All right.
Writing some jams.
We'll leave you to business. The station ID would be great, and then
to it. I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Is back for its sixth year with over 150 bands performing over 4 days across 14 stages in Victoria. See acts including Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, Big Boy, Death From Above 1979, Matt and Kim, and Stars. It's all happening Thursday, September 12th to Sunday, September 15th. For full event details, visit rifflandia.com.
Come sing me a song. Let the art live the long.
Yo, 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 MTV in the house. I'm Hulk Hogan, and this
is the CITR radio station. On September 5th, CITR is having an open house at our station located in the Student Union building on the UBC campus. Whether you're a seasoned programmer or have never been to the station before, drop by between noon and 5 p.m. for a tour, information, or just to say hello. Hulk Hogan and MTV do not approve of this message.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. And that was before the ad, we heard Phoenix Thunderbird, and now a band that they were talking about with great praise, Dead Soft. This is Maybe, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Making their Discord Radio debut, that's Dead Soft with Maybe. But I tell you one thing, the chances of us playing them again are better than Maybe, because I was pretty damn impressed. Yourself, CJ?
Super heavy riffs right there.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
And really, really good live. And if you want to see them live, actually they'll be playing the Astoria in a couple weekends along with Jay Arner, who we'll be hearing from a little bit later in the show. And Crystal Swells, another punk band that was quite impressive at Sunfest. And yeah, once again, congrats to Porter and everybody who was involved in getting Sunfest in order. A very successful event, and I was glad to be there and met a lot of great people, and overall a great day.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Jolly good show.
Jolly, jolly good night. And a jolly good weekend in Vancouver for live music. There was so much going on. I was hoping to have attended Victory Square block party.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
As was I.
Yes. Both of us had Labor Day prior commitments that we couldn't get out of, but we're going to talk to someone from the station a little bit later who's going to give us their full recap, and we definitely trust this person's opinion, and you'll see why when we get them in here. But in terms of live music and things that are happening, what else do we have on the go in the near future?
Well, CITR folks, we've got the AMS Welcome Back Barbecue.
That we do.
Which is a super huge, large campus party that welcomes students back to their academic year.
Yes.
Just like a fun start to a depressing year.
Yes, and what an academic day it is.
Yes.
Yes, people are very orderly and focused, at least in terms of standing on the line for the, the beer tent. Although
that's
after a little while, it definitely gets rowdy. This will be my, I guess, second installment of the Welcome Back Barbecue, which is very similar to the AMS Block Party. They're very similar.
Yes.
The feeling of each day. It's right here in McInnes Field.
However, this one will be the 30th annual AMS Welcome Back Barbecue. So a big event for them. And they've got a good lineup. Let me share this with you.
Please
do. So they've got My Gay Husband.
Yes, who actually I believe was spinning at the Block Party a few months back.
Very nice. And we saw them at Katsulana? No, that was the Gay 90s.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a big difference there.
Big difference.
My Gay Husband is the DJ.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Remember we were kind of hanging out in the DJ booth off to the side?
Right.
That's My Gay Husband, MGH.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. No offense to either gay performer, Gay 90s or Gay Husband for the mix-up.
We love you.
There's lots of love.
All right. So
straight and gay, lots of love there.
After that, we've got The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer.
Nice.
Who are combined rock and roll swagger with decades deep blues style. And I'm digging that description. And I'll definitely be there for that. And Charlie Tuna off the Jurassic 5 fame.
Nice.
And he's got a new album out, Against the Current Art Project.
And speaking of current, who are the headliners, DJ?
Current Swell. Two-piece, awesome duo from Victoria.
Correct.
Who we also had an amazing opportunity to chat with at the Kaloha Festival in Kelowna.
Great guys. Salt of the earth guys.
Absolutely. And fantastic energy in their performances, too. I loved every moment of that. And you guys out there, if you're listening to this, buy your tickets for the AMS Welcome Back Barbecue and be there, because it's going to be exciting.
Twill. And of course, there will be a DJ to close out the show, and that will be Felix Cartel.
Felix Cartel.
Yes, that's what I meant.
But yes, I'm sure a lot of people will show up for him just to party their hips off, and it'll be exciting as well. Hopefully it won't rain as much. But yours truly and myself will be backstage broadcasting live for CITR, and that will be exciting as well. Hopefully we can get a chance to talk to Charlie Tuna.
Yes.
Just putting the word out there.
Trying to
Radio Land.
Put the good vibes out there, maybe to manifest it. We were hoping to chat with Kanon at the AMS block party, but apparently his people were like, nope, don't even come within 10 feet of Kanon. And in a way, I kind of felt bad because everyone else backstage is rolling around having a great time, and Kanon was kind of like standing on his own and kind of eyeballing a few people, but nobody. We were all told not to go chat with him, and it was kind of a bit of an awkward scene. So hopefully there's none of these requests with these artists. I doubt there will be, especially not from what we know about Current Swell.
Regardless, it'll be a great time. And so Friday, September 6th, 2:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the McInnes Field, which is right across the sub and the bus loop. And $15 for early bird tickets and $20 for advance tickets. So be there or be square and read a book.
And I mean, it is the first week, so people may be tempted to read a book and be square, but this is going to be the last big bash at UBC is going to be throwing on this scale until April. So
for sure.
Definitely come get amongst it. And we will be broadcasting live, as CJ mentioned, from 2:30 to 4:30 on Friday afternoon.
And so how about some Current Swell while we're at it?
That sounds like a fan-diddly-astic idea, CJ.
All right.
So what are we gonna play from Current Swell here?
So we've got I Want a Bird by Current Swell.
Discord to Radio, CITR 101.9.
Sitting here, waiting all impatiently. And if that bird sings that song for me, then I will try to set her free. Bird can fly when she wants to leave. When she decides now to stay with me, then I will know it was meant to be. Yeah. I can't sit right here beside you and I sing my favorite song. If you don't enjoy my company, then I just ramble on. It's funny how I say.
Current Swell, Discorder Radio 19, and we are back in the third quarter now of our first full hour as Discorder Radio. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I initiated a little clap there. It's exciting. This was originally just a half hour show every second week, and now here we are a little over a year later, and we're at a full hour every single week, and we've got... So we got a couple of big names in the CITR community in studio right now to help celebrate this moment. We've got Brenda G, the station manager, and JC Gibb, the brand new editor-in-chief. And this is, I guess, your first full week sans Laurel's guidance.
She was actually called me while I was on the way over here to brag about how she had like a Tuesday off after work. She's like, it's weird to be going home after work for the first time in a while. Yeah, super exciting.
Cool, cool. And how's it been so far for you this an hour or two since you've been here? I guess.
Well, it's mostly been just talking like AHR stuff, but we're having the contributor meeting at 6:30 in the CITR lounge. So anyone wants to come out to that, we're going to look at the new September issue. Just came out on the weekend.
Looks great, by the way.
Super awesome. Weeds on the cover, and there's also more stuff inside as well. So. Very exciting. And
anything you care to tickle our fancy, tickle the Discord Radio listeners' fancy with?
With the weed. Well, I think the Fringe Festival is actually, I think it's starting on the 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the 5th. And Ellie Chan did a really good piece, kind of like looking at the history of the Fringe, I think the St. Ambrose Fringe Bar. And so they have like free music every night. There's a lot of like good bands playing. There's Beekeeper, Bestie. Like a lot of bands playing this year, and yeah, so it starts up on Friday, and so it's kind of like a preview of that, and yeah.
Nice. So is that goes for 10 days? Is it?
Mm-hmm. I think so, from the 5th to the 15th.
Excellent. Down in Granville Island, there, correct?
Yeah. So
good stuff. So and pick up your copy of Discorder magazine to find out more information.
Yeah.
All right, that's excellent. Okay, so that's the September issue. We're excited that it's launching. It's looking great. Kudos again to Jazz for putting this nice looking cover. Now, we had a huge event happening on the weekend, not only Sunfest, which CJ and I were just chatting about earlier, on the Saturday, but on Sunday, Labor Day Sunday, we had the Victory Square block party, which unfortunately I was not in attendance, but you two were. Mm-hmm. Brenda, how was the event?
It was great. We've done live broadcasts the last couple of years, but this year we came on as a major organizer. So we had a larger role in the event, and the weather behaved for us.
Could not have been more perfect.
I know. It was a beautiful afternoon, great performances. Young Braised was one of the highlights for me. This little rapper.
Didn't he do an acoustic set, too?
He played some guitar, yeah. Oh. With some beats in the back. It was good.
I'd have to say Slam Dunk were probably the highlight for me. Yeah. I don't know. It's probably because, like, they were the closers, and so, mm-hmm. I don't know, you have to be the rowdiest if you're, like, closing something like that, so... Yeah, Slam Dunk are really great.
And they were true to their name, and they gave a Slam Dunk performance.
Oh!
That was a question mark. I don't know.
They were awesome. I remember the first time I saw their name, I thought their band name was Slam Drunk, actually.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, which is a pretty good band name, if you think about it. Yeah, it was a lot good. Courtney's were good, too.
Yeah, they were.
And so the times, it was from 2 till 9, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So Slam Drunk... I'm sorry, most people were probably drunk by that point, but they came on, around 8 o'clock or something like along those lines?
Yeah.
What would you say was the peak of the afternoon? At what time and who was playing and how many people were there?
Dead Voices was pretty... I think that's when it started
dead
to pick
ghosts.
Up. Or Dead Ghosts.
Yeah.
So many dead things in Vancouver.
Yeah, Dead Soft was one of the highlights for me at Sunfest on the Saturday. So lots of we're alive, lots of dead things this afternoon.
Yeah, I think like people trickled in until about 4, and then it was just full park until 9 or 10.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So approximately how many in attendance would you say? Ballpark.
I don't know. Our insurance says 1,000, but... I'm guessing what
the porta potty would like say there was more than 1,000 because
really?
By the end of it it was you didn't want to sit down
wow. But I discovered the washrooms that are down those cave stairs.
Crazy. Oh yeah, it's always locked.
Yeah, and you see them and you're like, I'll never go down that sketchy cave staircase. But when you go down there, there's an attendant to make sure it's safe, and she sits between the women's and the men's, and they're beautiful and clean. And like last year I used the porta potties all day. This year found the magical bathroom.
Straight to the cave stairs for you.
So Brenda was using the pot and the porta potties, it sounds
so
like.
So anyways, I encourage people to use those public bathrooms.
Who knew?
The show was really good.
Considering the clientele at Victory, up on the, you know, above Victory Square, up on the ground, isn't necessarily the maybe the most of upstanding of citizens. I'm surprised that down below it's such a cleanly situation.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the beauty of the event too, is that like people from the neighborhood come and hang out and listen to music too. Like it's a very accessible, free, open event in that neighborhood, and providing good music, and they deserve good music too. Yeah.
And clean bathrooms.
And clean bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like a great event. I'm sorry I missed it. Mm. Well, I was on a sailboat, so that was a very close... Victory Square was a very, very close second. And I did feel a bit bad. I really did, as I was texting CJ and saying, I can't make it.
And CJ said, why didn't you take me on the sailboat?
Sorry, I can't make it. I'm on a sailboat. It's just like the most infuriating text you get.
Well, I was CJ was busy preparing for the CITR after party, I believe, at his place. So we both had important business to attend to. But I'm glad that we had JC and Brenda, you guys were there to represent the station and to host what sounds like a very successful, fantastic event. Awesome. Thanks again, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is hear from one of the bands. JC, you said you've seen many, many times this summer.
Courtney's.
Yes.
Going to see them again on Friday as well. So, Summer of Courtney's.
All right, well, let's let the Summer of Courtney's segue into this next track. At number 4 on the August month top 30. We're doing the top 5 today, number 4, Courtney's. This is 90210. Listen to Discord Radio, CITR 1019. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Courtney's 90210, a song that JC said they did not play at Victory Square. So we're glad we played that one for JC and Brendan. Thanks for both of them for coming in. And that was number four on the monthly countdown. We're doing the top five countdown. Although, you know what, CJ and I, we just realized an hour goes by pretty damn fast, does it not?
Super fast.
Yeah, we had grand plans to play the top five, but we've run out of time. So instead, we'll have to just tell you that number three was Jay Arner and with his self-titled album. And number two was Diane with Phantoms. And just a quick recap, we had... The Courtney's right there at number four, and number five was Lightning Dust. Number one for the month of August from the CITR Top 30 charts is Astra. There you go. So that wraps up our first hour-long show of Discorder Radio. CJ, thanks a lot. Great show today. Thanks to Brenda and JC for coming in.
And thank you to everybody listening in. You can also check us out on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, and on CITR.ca.
And all your favorite social media needs.
Yeah.
Astra, Painful Like is the track. Number one, Discorder Radio. CITR 101.9. We'll talk to you next week.